Alex.
Finally, there are flights in and out of Europe. There's still some chaos because, hey, it's been gridlocked for 6 days. But what do you want? There's an ash plume over the airspace, for goodness sake. Scientists think the air travel could actually get worse. Stranded passengers are already bathing in restroom sinks and sleeping on the floors. I'm sure they were happy to get on those flights, although probably it's tough to breathe. The oxygen mask will drop if you cannot stand the stench from the people that are sitting next to you. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. So psyched. Coming up in another 10 minutes, we have Fair or Foul. A couple of quick questions. You knock them down. You're in the drawing for the Cobra S2 driver. If not, if you at least nail one question, you get a copy of David Faraday's book, The Power of Positive Idiocy. Yeah. And it's very funny. He rants and raves and does his typical Irishman thing. If you don't know who he is, he's a golf commentator. He used to be a pro golfer, and he has just a wicked sense of humor. He could really be talking about anything, not just golf, but that's what he happens to do. In the meantime, sad story right at the top. Boy, it makes you think about your own mortality when you hear about the Colorado Rockies president. He turns up dead in his Salt Lake City hotel room. They don't necessarily expect any kind of foul play. He was 48 years old. Name was Kelly McGregor. Said to be in pretty good health, and he was a rising star. Started off in the organization as just a kind of a gopher guy, and moved his way all the way up to the highest heights that you could probably get in baseball. And the reason I bring him up at the top is because he's somebody that I had happened to have on a couple of Fox Sports shows, and just a really super good guy. The people in Colorado, in the organization really liked him, and he was doing some good things for that team. They think it's just natural causes. They didn't see anything suspicious, and that's all that the medical examiner's office in Salt Lake City could really come up with right now. They don't think anything, you know, there was any kind of foul play whatsoever. It was just natural causes. And what happened is they were traveling, and he was there on business. They were trying to get a hold of him. The Rockies CEO was trying to get a hold of him in his hotel room. So finally, because it was unusual for him, they asked the hotel to check in his room and just to see if he was okay, and they found him. By the time the hotel called the police, they came in, and then he was dead. So it's that shocking situation. I mean, we all know, ultimately, it's like the old joke about, hey, all of us have taxes and, of course, death that awaits us. But it is, I think, always stunning when someone appears to be in good health and they're not even 50 years old and you know, that's what happens. All right, a couple of other quick things right from the get-go. Let's squeeze this in before we get to our fun contest, and we're going to lighten the load there. We were talking about the Supreme Court and who's going to fill the latest Supreme Court retiree spot. So Obama is starting to meet with a lot of people in the Senate, not just the Democrats, I guess the Republicans too, and talk about, you know, going through this next period for, it's part of the protocol really that they do anytime you have any high court nomination. So here it is already, his second one. Sonia Sotomayor was the first one. And now the president has a shot doesn't have a shot. He's going to nominate another Supreme Court justice. So that's what you do. You meet with the leaders and discuss procedures pretty much and what the goal is and, you know, whatever. So it's Mitch McConnell who would be involved, and Harry Reid and Jeff Sessions from Alabama, the top ranking guys on both sides of the aisle. In the next couple of weeks, somebody should be named to replace Justice John Paul Stevens, who turned 90 and is retiring this summer in June. But boy, a second chance in really less than a year to put your imprint on our highest court in the land and the judicial branch, of course, of our government. When was the last time? I mean, this is whoever's appointed, you're talking probably decades for this. And a lot of names have floated. And there's about 10 candidates on the list. We've talked about some of them already. Janet Napolitano's name keeps coming up. And, oh, the Homeland Security Secretary, I think, would not work, would be disastrous. For my money, no way. But there are others that could be interesting, like the Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm. Her name keeps coming up. It came up the first time. I don't think this is where this nominee is going to come from, though. I think it's going to be somebody on the court. I think you're going to be looking at maybe federal appeals court judges, like a Diane Wood. That's the name that's floated, or who is a little bit controversial, or Merrick Garland. The key thing here is, my friends, the face of the court changes once again. And is it ideology that's important, or is it decisions that are important? Part of the Sonia Sotomayor trials and tribulations were past decisions, what she had ruled on, and what kind of a judge would she be? Would she be flaming liberal? Would she, rule basically on what her core values were? And remember, that was a sticking point in the questioning. Is it about the letter of the law, or is it about your personal feelings? And her response was, well, how could you not be shaded in some direction? So here we go again. This is the good news of the day. The fact that the balloon parents have to pay. Remember that crazy, stupid hoax? Yeah, my son Falcon, oh, he's in the balloon. Gosh, we got to find him. And everybody's watching, and you turn on, I was laying on the couch, and you turn on the tube, whether it was CNN, Fox, whoever was on the air, they all were following the story. So they got to pay at least $36,000 in restitution, and that's because so many sheriff's department folks and whoever on the ground, helicopters, National Guard helicopters, were trying to bring the balloon down, thinking the six-year-old kid was inside and they didn't want him to crash and die, that he had floated away in the helium balloon. So people were scrambling all over the place in Fort Collins. And this went on for a long time. Remember, it was at least an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. And it ended up that the balloon ended up going like 60 miles. And they were accused, the Heaneys were accused of staging a hoax to get publicity for a reality television show that they were trying to pitch. Yeah, ridiculous. What's sad is the kids in this, because he asked the son to lie and they played it up. He ended up, Richard Heaney, the father, ended up going to jail, which was good, but for less than 90 days. Because he lied to the cops, and then his wife was sentenced because she filed a false report. So at least the money, I think it's fair to probably charge them more, and at least the sheriff's department and the National Guard will get some of that money back for the money they spent chasing after a useless balloon that was tied up in their backyard. This isn't useless. This is big time prizes coming up next. If you could answer a couple of questions in our contest, fair or foul on the flip side.
Good morning, Gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Pringer from the Paul Pringer Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today. And for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks, will get you growing.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Well, show the people I know what it's about. Look down the curb that don't think I'm out. Well, show the people I know what it's about. But people get excited and taking hands.
James Brown, can't keep a good man down, huh? The godfather of soul. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We're doing a little fair or foul here on these airwaves, and this is how it rolls. Basically, you know, it's like true or false. I'll ask you two questions, and you have a 50-50 chance at the questions. But what you do get, if you answer one question correctly, you get David Faraday's book, The Power of Positive Idiocy, easy for me to say. And if you get two right, you're entered in the drawing to win the Cobra S2 driver. I've said this now a ton of times, but it's worth $375. I've seen the driver. It is really, really, really nice. And if nothing else, and you only care about bragging rights, you get bragging rights. So it's muy fácil, as the Spanish people say. It's really easy. We've been practicing with Matt, for those of you who stay up late enough to hear and have heard. And it's just fair or foul is a different way of saying true or false. And once you knock down the questions, you get into the prizes. Are you there, Mr. Matt? Oh, he's probably.
I am there.
Oh, you are there. Okay, so let's practice. Dude, you don't want to give away my good questions.
Yeah, give me the easy ones.
Okay, give you an easy one. I think people are worried that these questions are going to be too hard. They're not. They're not hard because, like we said, it's just. It doesn't matter. You can just take a stab at it. Who cares? True or false? Fair or foul? The. Volcanic ash spreading across Europe for the past 6 days is the ash from an erupting volcano in Iceland. Fair or foul?
I'm going to go fair.
Ding, 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 ding. You're a winner. You just won a book.
All right.
Sweet. All right, that's how it works.
Okay.
Okay. So I think everybody gets it by now. So 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I really want somebody to win, and that's why we came up with Fair or Foul. We have a different version of a game coming up. Because we have so many giveaways. We want to give some stuff away. I always say this. I say we're lightening the load. We're talking about heavy stuff. We're all a country divided. We're furious about some serious life-changing things. And we have four giant hours on America tonight. And, you know, we love talking to all of you across the country. So the idea is we like to give something back. And I'm hoping that we're going to be able to do that this time around. So 800-259-5791. Edna in Kansas. Hello, Edna.
Hello.
This is really easy. I'm just going to ask, I'll ask you your first question, and then at the end I'll just ask you fair or foul, okay?
Okay. It'll just be a guess.
It's just a guess. That's all. So no worries. That's how I went through high school, basically. I was just guessing. So no sweat on that. All right, let me ask you your first question. Do, 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 do. All right, your first question is this. Underage prostitution may be new for the Gambino crime family, but also what's new is a female among the defendants in a federal indictment that was unsealed Tuesday. Fair or foul?
Oh, I'll say fair.
You're right. Hey, how about some applause, Edna? Good job. Yeah, because here's the thing. Most people think of the Gambino crime family. They think of guys, Edna, not a woman. They don't think of a woman being as part of the crew. But there is a woman that was picked up along with the rest of the gang. So how about that?
Well,
all right. So that was a good guess. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So let me give you another one. So good job. You got the book already. Let's go to, and you can always give that away. You can give that away to one of your friends, somebody that you talk to where you are, all that kind of stuff. Okay, the actor Michael Douglas's son, Cameron, was sentenced to 5 years in prison for distributing drugs.
Well, I'll have to say fair, I just guess.
Woo! Congratulations, you got two. Edna, good job. We'll announce next hour whether you won. Thanks and congratulations. That's good. She nailed two of them. How about Edna? How about that? Thank you. How about that? You know, when we do the nail the score thing, she always has the same score for the games, and it's great because a couple of times she came really close. All right, let's go out to Steve in Kentucky. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. The Balloon Boy parents had to pay $36,000 in restitution for pulling off the hoax.
Fair.
Right. All right, so you got one correct so far. Very good. Let's move on to your second question. I'm making these. I hope I didn't make these too easy. All right. I'm kidding. You're paying attention, so that's good. All right. This is the second question. Sadly, the 48-year-old president of the Colorado Rockies was found dead in a hotel room in Salt Lake City. Fair or foul?
That will be fair.
Woo! You are also entered into the drawing. My goodness, you already won a book, too, Steve. We'll have to take down your vitals. You won a book. You won David Faraday's book, The Power of Idiocy. And it's very funny. So hang on, and we're going to let you talk to Matt. But we were entered into the drawing for the driver, too. Okay, so far, 2 for 2, Steve in Kentucky and Edna in Kansas with the chance at the S2 Cobra driver. Sweetness. That is sweet. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's go out to our next victim. Benita in Kentucky. Hey, Benita.
Hey.
Are you ready for this?
I hope so.
I like the way you said that. All right. Earlier tonight, Kate Goslin from the fame reality show John and Kate Plus 8 was knocked off of Dancing with the Stars. Fair or foul?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say fair.
Ding, 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 ding. That's correct. So you've got one right so far. Very good. All right. How about this one? This one has to do with business. Schwab finally settles their lawsuit for $300 million. Fair or foul?
Let me guess. I'm going to say foul.
You are correct. It was for $200 million. That was just a guess, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
A good guess. It was for $200 million, so the number was wrong that we told you. And just so people know the backstory on this, so hang on, we're going to get down your information because you have won a book. You won David Faraday's book, and you're up for the driver, too, so hang on. So for people who don't know the story, Charles Schwab agreed to pay that money, the $200 million, to settle a federal class action lawsuit, pretty much going after its money-losing yield plus mutual fund. It erased nearly all of its first quarter profit. And this was a firm, once again, heavily invested in securities backed by risky mortgages. And the mortgages are what, besides the bailout, is what really killed us in 2008. And that's when Schwab was in the thick of it and everybody was going after them. They were looking into what they did with this yield plus fund. And it plunged, I mean, just plunged to planet Earth following the credit crisis. And that one was settled now. So, wow. That wiped out all of that profit. And Schwab, by the way, didn't admit to any wrongdoing. That's always the thing. Well, we're going to settle, and we want to move on as quickly as possible, but we are not admitting any wrongdoing. Yeah, right. 800-259-5791. I can't believe it so far. The three in are also entered into the drawing because they correctly answer the questions on fair or foul. Hang with us. More to come.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com, maxfitgloves.com, and use promo code radio, or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back.
Yeah, how lucky can one guy or gal get here on America Tonight? Because we're giving away the Cobra S2 driver. You could give it to a friend, you know, do something with it if you're not a golfer, it doesn't matter. But the value of it is $375. It's an awesome prize. And here's the deal. If you get two questions right, or one question right in Fair or Foul, you at least walk away with a book anyway. And it's kind of the same deal. If Faraday isn't your cup of tea, you pass it on to somebody else that you know will enjoy it, because it is a very funny book. I'm almost done it. I mean, I have just been whipping through this book. It is so, so funny. Okay, let's take some calls. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's go up to one of my favorite places, Illinois. Brenda in Illinois. Hey, Brenda, how are you?
It's Linda.
Oh, Linda, I'm sorry. Linda in Illinois. How you doing, Linda?
Fine.
Okay, let's whip right to it. I have a couple of different cards, so I'm going to a different file, and that's this is where I'm going to now. Okay. The Supreme Court justices today rejected the ban on animal cruelty videos. Fair or foul?
Fair.
Fair is correct. So you have one right. Already getting a book, just like Edna, Steve, and Benita. Okay, here is the here's the next question. Recently, this was gathered by the information from the census. The census shows that women are not equal to men in college degrees. Fair or foul?
Fair.
All right, that's incorrect. It is. I know. But you still want a book, Linda. The book is good, so we'll take your information.
I'll take the book.
Yeah, the book's good. Thanks for playing. And let me tell the story, too, so everybody gets it. The census, all that information that's out there that you've sent in. Maybe you just filled out the one question. Statistics from the 2009 survey are showing that there have been big increases for women educationally. And now women are just as likely as men to have completed college and are pretty much equal in earning advanced degrees, too. So there is a trend, and a lot of people have been talking about it. There's a trend that has helped women, shielded them actually from some of the job losses. The new figures specifically show about 29% of all women in the U.S. have at least a bachelor's degree compared to 30% of the men. Wow, that's pretty high, 29%. And if you measure that in raw numbers, women already surpass men in undergraduate degrees by 1.2 million. All right, this next guy's a smart guy. We like him. James in Connecticut. Hello, James.
Hello, it's Sam.
It's Sam?
Yes.
Oh, we were having trouble somehow connecting. First we thought we had Linda, we messed her up, but we apologize for that, Sam. That's okay, no problem. Let's go to your questions. Are you a golfer?
Yes.
Oh, so this would be good if you won, because that Cobra S2 driver is really sweet. I haven't swung this club that we would send you, but I have hit with one of their drivers, and it's absolutely amazing. All right, let's dive into it. I'm going through my card file for you. Do 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 do. All right, fair or foul? Goldman Sachs was a top donor to the Obama campaign. Fair or foul?
Fair.
That's right. So you got one right. Sweet. All right, now we're going to move over to the next one. I talked about this story the other night on America Tonight. You might not have heard it, but President Washington, George Washington, our first president, withdrew some library books from the New York City Public Library. It was recently discovered that he never brought them back. He owes, according to their records, $4,577 in fines. Fair or foul? Oh, you got it wrong. $4,577 is what it is, Sam, but you still win Faraday's book, which is awesome. So hang on and poor Matt Johnson, who is awesome. He is the guru of the technical swing on the show, is now overrun with phone calls and trying to get information. But in case you missed me tell the story, you know, the old deal about Washington never told a lie. Okay, so that could be true. But he did abscond with some books he checked out 221 years ago. I think it's so cool that they found out, they could go back into the archives and find out that he never returned them. The two books were about international relations and parliamentary debates. They were actually checked out in October of 1789. They were due back November 2nd. They weren't brought back. So they added up what the fine would be, and it was 2 pence a day. So he would have had to pay $4,577. And the books, just so you know, The Law of Nations and the 12th volume of Common Debates. The Law of Nations and Common Debates. How about that? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. All right, let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, do you golf, Stu?
Absolutely. If there's enough Crown Royal, but like the golf. Pretty good. The more I drink, the better I get. Yeah, actually, I do golf. My boy golfs with me every now and then. Of course, you don't drink the whiskey and the beer when we golf, but, you know. It's a time when we get out there and we don't talk business. Me and my buddies don't talk business. We just go out there, golf, play, have fun. You know, yeah, it's pretty relaxing.
Yeah, I like golf. That's the same thing with me. I've met great people. I've never, if there's just been two of us or whatever, I've never been hooked up with anybody I didn't have a good time with if it's not just all in our own crowd or whatever.
Well, my ex-wife used to golf with me a lot, and we never used to have a lot of fun when we golf. She would kick my butt. She, like, grew up on a golf course. You know, the time she's a baby, her dad always golfed. Golfed every day after work. she, you know, he'd take her and her brother out on the course, and they were both really good. So, you know, my ex-wife was pretty competitive, and so am I. So, because they were good when she beat me, I'd be like,
so, yeah, but this wife, you don't have to worry about that, right?
She's, you know, we still talk. We still, you know, we're probably closer now than what we were when we were married.
There you go.
As far as, you know, getting along with each other and stuff.
Good.
Well, it's kids, you know. You got kids, you got to take care of each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
good for you.
She calls me for man advice. She's, I'm the king of all pigs. No one knows better than her ex-husband.
That's good. I like this lady already. That's funny that she said that. All right, let's dive into it. Fair or foul? British airports finally opened after 6 days of being shut down thanks to the ash cloud from the Icelandic volcano.
Matt, chime in. You're going to help me.
Fair or foul?
Fair. Fair.
Oh, excellent, Stu. You got your first question right. So, hey, you already got David Faraday's book, which is very funny. If you ever watch Golf for 2 Seconds, you've seen him on CBS, and he's hilarious. And he's in all the commercials for Cobra, for the Callaway stuff and whatever. All right, we move to our next question. All right, this is an interesting one. And it has to do with the UN. So I'll just say, it's just true or false, fair or foul. The UN's massive $732 million Haiti budget goes mostly to its own staff, it was recently reported. Is that fair or foul?
I don't say it's definitely fair.
Sweet! Stu, you are in the drawing. You already get a book for sure, but you're in the drawing. So we have Edna, Steve, congratulations. Edna, Steve, Benita, and Stu that are all in for the drawing for the Cobra driver.
Thank you, Kate.
Oh, thank you. Especially that comment, the ex-wife comment was so good. I love that. She calls him for advice. Okay, so let me tell you about the story from Haiti in case you didn't hear this. The huge budget, the $732 million, it's a peacekeeping budget, and it does mostly go to their own personnel. So isn't this interesting? Oh, we have to take care of the people in the earthquake. We need to raise more money. Most of the money goes to salary, perks, and upkeep of personnel, not the people in Haiti. They spend that money specifically on what I just mentioned. The budget also includes at least part of some $10 million that the UN has spent on renting 2 passenger vessels, the Sea Voyager, known to some UN staffers as the Love Boat, and another boat for a minimum of 90 days each as highly subsidized housing for some of its peacekeepers and humanitarian staff. That's where they stay. They stay in the Love Boat. They get catered food, linen service, staterooms, lounges, to a tune of $112,000 a day. Yeah. So under a cost-sharing formula, if this makes you feel any better, the U.S. pays a 27% share of the entire $732.4 million peacekeeping tab for Haiti during the 12-month period. That would calculate, I'm going to bore you with all the numbers, to about $197.7 million. Yeah, that's, I'm just thinking of the people going over there, hanging out in the Love Boat. Okay. But how infuriating that budget. Not a big fan of the UN, got to tell you. All right, we're going to continue here with Fair or Foul. 2 questions you can play. 800-259-5791.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised.
All right, if you're keeping score at home on our crazy game, fair or foul, I think the wheels are staying on. I thought for a second the wheels were falling off, but they're staying on. It's a good thing. I'm excited about this because we're giving you David Faraday's book, The Power of Positive Idiocy. If you just knock down one question, if you knock down two, you're in the drawing for the Cobra S2 driver. If you don't golf, give it to somebody in your life who does. That's as simple as that. This driver is super sweet. $375, that's what it would cost you if you wanted to go buy it somewhere. You might be able to get a used one for like $299 or something, but this is, you know, right from the manufacturer, so it's perfect. It's already boxed up, the whole thing.
So I think I switched from unleaded to leaded coffee, so now we are all set and ready to go. I turned my hearing aid up too, so hopefully everything's all straightened up, ready to go.
Right. If the name that I shout out to you isn't your given name, just pretend it is.
Yeah, we'll roll from there. It'll do me a huge favor.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever had somebody call you the wrong name and you just were a nice guy and said, just went with it? You just rolled
with
it.
Yeah, and it got me in trouble one time too because it was ended up being like someone I just thought I'd never run into ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember who the guy was, but I kept seeing him everywhere and he kept calling me the wrong name. And all my friends were like, why does he keep calling you whatever it was, you know, Brad or whatever? I'm like, well, that's what he thinks my name is.
Oh, that's bad. Oh, see, that's, you got to correct him. That's right.
Yeah.
That's, I did that same thing. Because for some reason, I mean, I know I look like Kim Delaney from NYPD Blue, but
All right. Everybody
keeps calling me, not everybody, but I've had people call me Kim Delaney. And one time I just rolled with it. I was just like, oh, I'm not going to correct this person. I'm just going to go with it, whatever. It was someone from HGTV, one of those famous guys that all the women swoon over. I can't even think of his name, and I just rolled with it. And then somebody corrected him, and I felt like an idiot. Like, oh, I guess I should have just, oh, I'm sorry. You know, then he fell all over himself that he said the wrong name. It's crazy. All right, we got to get to our callers. Let's go to Jamie, who's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Kate, what's up?
All right, man. I hope you win this thing. You're calling us. That's perfect for Fair or Foul. Are you a golfer?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, the Callaway stuff. You can't go wrong with some of that Callaway stuff, I'm telling you. Okay, the good thing here is, you know, there's no, it's just fair or foul. You know, it's fair or foul is like true or false. So we'll give you a crack at this. Here's your first question. Mel Gibson's ex called the split between the two of them recently sudden. Fair or foul? Oh, no. Hey, but you're still up for Faraday's book, so let's give you another one. Because the Faraday book is awesome, and if you golf, you will love it. I have been laughing out loud reading his book. In fact, we're going to get him on the show. It's a question of timing, but he's going to come on and talk about all kinds of things. Hopefully he'll be as funny when we talk to him. Okay, the ash cloud that's been hanging around has been hurting U.S. businesses. In fact, the airlines say they're losing $20 million a day. Fair or foul, Jamie?
I would have to say that's fair.
Woo! Yes! Oh, I still want to give Jamie that book. Thank goodness you did it. Hey, thanks for the call, buddy. Keep hitting them out there. Nice talking to you, too. Keep hitting them out there as long and far as you can. Well, it's the same thing, long, fair, high, long, whatever. I just try to stay out of trouble when I'm on the golf course. That's the basic gist of it. All right, quickly, let's get to our next victim, caller. Yeah, whatever, same thing. The next one up is Mark in Missouri. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Great, Kate. How about yourself tonight?
I'm good. Let's give you a couple of questions here. Are you ready?
All right. Yes.
Do. I have this file in front of me. You think I would be able to get to them faster. Okay. Huge announcement the other day by General Odierno, the fact that two key members in Al-Qaeda were slaughtered. Fair or foul?
That is fair.
Excellent. All right. You got one so far.
All right.
All right. Let's give you another one. This one is fair or foul. Human rights groups are pushing for the administration to get involved in the Sudan, especially lately. Fair or foul?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, that's been going on for, what, 5-8 years?
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to have to say fair.
Woo! You're right.
All right.
Two questions. Hang on, and our little man will talk to you, Matt, and get the information. All right, let's go to our next one. Who are we up to? We're up to Mark in Missouri. No. We're up to Philip in Kentucky. Hey, Philip.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. Are you ready to roll with this?
Let's do it.
All right. I have this right in front of me, so you think I'd be able to come up with the goods faster. Democrat committees have $21 million pretty much in their coffers as a cash advantage over the GOP right now with the midterm elections coming up. Fair or foul?
Foul.
Oh, it's fair. Oh, so close. So wrong on that one. Let me give you another one. Obama is telling Senator Boxer in California, her supporters, to step up and vote for her because she's in a shaky election. There's a good chance she could lose her seat, fair or foul?
Oh, gee. Fair.
Yay! Yeah, he's Barbara Boxer. She gets under my skin, but he loves her, and he's pushing for her, stepping for her big time. So congratulations. Faraday's book is hilarious. You will absolutely love it, so that's a good thing. Thanks, Philip.
Oh, thank you.
That was great. Good call. Dr. E in Kentucky. Hello, my man.
Hey, Kate. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just got off work.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Especially the way the economy is now.
Oh.
And our ratings are going down.
No kidding. hang in there. Keep doing what you're doing. All right, here's your first question. It was a motorist who called 911 right before a horrible, fatal Arizona bus crash. Fair or foul?
Fair.
Excellent. You got the first one right. All right, let's go to the next one. Saddam Hussein's daughter, according to Fox News, is being looked at in a terror case. Fair or foul?
Who's the daughter?
Saddam Hussein's daughter is being looked at as a suspect in a terror case.
Fair.
Yes, you got it right, Dr. E. That's two. Congratulations. Woo!
Thank you.
You're in for the drawing, and you're definitely going to get the book. Thank you for calling. All right, Jamie, that's it. That's it for our contest. We can't take any more. Jamie, please call back in. Matt is frantically wanting to talk to you to get all of your information so that we can send you your goods. Here's how it works for everybody who qualified. We're going to have a drawing at the top of our next hour. If for some reason you're exhausted, you're pulling into the driveway, you just cannot keep your eyes open for one more second, don't worry, because we will get in touch with you. We'll announce it all over the airwaves. It'll be a big deal, so have no fear. You'll find out whether or not you won. And if you're really struggling with it and you don't hear if you won or not, send me an email at americatonight.net, and I will certainly fill you in. Congratulations to everybody. All of you did really well, because you had no idea where I was going with fair or foul. We kind of shot from the hip on this one, and all of you did good. That was good. No strikeouts. Nobody that struck out on both questions. So everybody that called in ended up with a book. That's great news. Can't wait to see who gets to swing this driver.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Boy, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.